podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Emily in the process of moving to her new place that she bought. It's her first house to buy, but she's got to go through that whole rigmarole of packing up your house, which in a way can be good because it forces you sometimes to eliminate a bunch of crap that you've been accumulating.
To cleanse.
Yeah, that's really what it is. And but it was funny, she started coming across some of her childhood memories, and they're things that you held on to. Were some of these like security blankets for you?
Oh, God, yeah. Boxes and huge Tupperware bins of all sorts of just mementos, things that I would bring. I was the kid bringing something everywhere. And so I found one. Girls my age are going to know what this is. It was a doll called My Child. And I was going to bring her in today.
That's not like that one, the My Twin, where it's the doll that looks like you. That creepy.
It was kind of like a Cabbage Patch, you know. They all had, you know, like different versions and little outfits.
My Child.
She was called My Child, and she's a little blonde, and she had this blue gingham outfit on, and I did want to bring her, you know, but then I painted her nails and everything, and I took her everywhere. And it's funny, like looking at her last night, there's like food stains on her and all. All sorts of stuff. And my mom keeps saying, let's just throw it out. Come on, let me donate it. Let's spread the joy to another child. Psh, no way. My child is that my child.
Preach it. Well, growing up, I had a little dog. His name was Barkley. And I carried him everywhere.
I say, it's a pretty cool name, actually.
Barkley.
The dog, it was a Sesame Street character.
Yes,
but this dog was not the actual Sesame Street character. It was just another stuffed dog. But apparently I took this dog everywhere with me. And little Barkley's pretty ratted and beat up nowadays. But he's well preserved because he's at my parents' house in a somewhat of a glass curio cabinet.
Is it in a shadow box?
Hermetically sealed.
She like a museum.
She pumps all the air out of it. And it's going to stay nice and pretty for years to come.
Are you telling me the truth?
I'm telling
your
truth,
mom has
man.
Preserved Barkley the dog in a shadow box.
It's in a shadow box with a little picture of me next to it. And I have a sister. She had a little security thing called Bunny. It was a little blanket shaped like a bunny. Are you surprised by this? Next to my shadow box is a bunny shadow box with a little bunny blanket in it.
What is with this thing of your mom to create these shrines?
Oh, man, you got to come by sometime. It's like a museum in that
everything
house.
Everything that I've heard, I do want to see it because I've now worked with you. You know, in just a couple of weeks or whatever, it'll be 11 years.
Couple days.
What was the date?
The 1st, August 1st.
Was it August 1st?
Yeah.
All right, August
Saturday.
1st. So Jeremy will have worked with me now for 11 years. I've heard all of this stuff about your parents' house with these shrines.
The giant pictures of me and my sister, and now this.
I do want to see it.
It's pretty impressive, my friend.
You're going to have to
somewhat
pay admission.
Sad and somewhat. Weird.
It's remarkably
it's a little
sad.
Weird, but.
Well, let's go back to the security blanket thing, because how many of our listeners, either for them, when they were a kid, they had the security blanket. And remember, security blanket doesn't have to be a blanket.
No.
Or maybe it's their kids who have something and you can't go anywhere. I remember friends of ours who left their kids some sort of toy that they didn't go anywhere without, like a little monkey or something, some little stuffed monkey. And they actually left it when they were traveling somewhere.
Oh, hell, God.
They left it at a hotel. And they said when they got to the airport, and they couldn't miss their flight and all that stuff.
Flip out.
That this monkey is missing. The kid is having a total meltdown.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
true.
I got this from a commercial. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, they do like these commercials for washers and dryers. And this is so 21st century, and I love it. If your kid has a whoopee, you know, a blanket or a bunny or whatever, you always buy two.
Well, that's the thing I was going to say, because my boy Reed, he's 4, and he has a blanket, and it's got polka dots all over it. He calls it Bubbles. He can't sleep without Bubbles. He can't go anywhere without Bubbles. Bubbles, Bubbles, Bubbles. Well, sometimes Bubbles gets really dirty. We got a backup Bubbles in the top drawer. We have two of them, so you can throw that one
backup
in the wash.
Bubbles.
And quick, grab backup Bubbles and shove it in his face. So, yeah, that commercial is spot on. Get two of them.
They didn't have that kind of technology back in 87. I only had one My Child.
My Child.
My son had a little stuffed elephant that was his thing that played You Are My Sunshine.
I bet that didn't get
old.
My
Only Sunshine.
Oh, my God. If you only knew hearing that instrumental version of that song.
Oh.
You know, you have to wind it up.
You're not making me happy.
It was like, oh, I don't ever want to hear You Are My Sunshine again. Here's Renee. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
So what's the story?
So my sister has a nine-month-old daughter, and they have this little bear, and it says my first bear on it, and my sister calls it her bear, and they take it wherever she goes. Granted, my niece has no concept of holding onto her whoopee all the time, but my sister is, you know, like, this is her bear. So they went to Disney World one day, and apparently they lost bear somewhere along the way in Disney World.
It's on the Matterhorn.
And my sister started freaking out because they couldn't find bear. And she wanted to backtrack everywhere they went, and they were trying to look for bear all over. I think she might have even gone to Lost and Found looking for this bear. Like,
listen,
he was more distraught over this.
Stop saying bear.
Renee, yes. You could do us all a big favor if you'd promise not to say bear again.
Ever again.
Well, so funny enough, they finally give up their search. They're like, we're not going to find it. We don't know where it is. Mm-hmm. So they go home. My mom actually had an extra one at her house.
Oh,
and when they got to her house,
bear.
Jeremy's plan.
Yep. And my sister's like, oh my God, you found him. Where was he? And her face is all lit up and she's so excited. And my mom's like, this was my extra one. And she's like, oh.
Well,
it's not the original.
Well,
it doesn't have the same smells.
Okay. And we actually have a third backup because I have a bear. And I told my sister, if she ever loses that one, she can have mine.
Renee,
but yes, my sister was more distraught than her dog.
I guess that could happen.
Funny.
Listen, Renee, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye. That's what I wonder. Does Reed know when it's backup bubbles because of the smell or the stains or the feel?
He does now because he's a little older. But when he was 2 years old or whatever, we would have to sneak one away as we put the other one down.
Like,
and he wouldn't know the difference.
Snap over here and get his attention.
Yeah, you would. We totally would.
Here's Pam. Hello, Pam.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. So what's the story?
So when my mom found out she was pregnant with my little brother, I was about 4, and my grandpa gave me this stuffed dog named Charlie to kind of keep me company during the new baby transition. Mm-hmm. And I loved him. He was my best friend. He was everything to me. And I was being a terrible preteen. I was about 12 or 13, and my mom got really mad at me and threw him away. And I was it was years before I forgave her for that.
No doubt. My mom has done that. That's
really?
That's some evil, hardcore.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my mom's usually really calm and nice and a total pushover, but I guess I just pushed her buttons too far.
Yeah, what were you doing? Yeah. You had to have been doing some bets.
What were you doing?
13-year-old girl, I can't imagine what you could have done.
Yeah, right? I was homeschooled too, so I was with her all the time.
At least you had it for 12 good years. I'm surprised it lasted that long. Well,
Pam, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a fun day. Here comes Anna. Hello, Anna.
Hey.
So what's the story?
So I have two little boys, and my oldest, he's got this little bear. And we flew all the way down to Florida, made it all the way out. We went to Disney as well. Lost this little bear, and he left it on the plane. Left this little bear on the plane. Got all the way out to Disney. My husband goes, we have to go back to the airport. Like, we're not lugging two kids all the way back to the airport. We just got here. We'll get it on the flight back. He's like, no, we have to get it now.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you'll get it on the flight back? You think you'd be on the same plane and the same bear would be sitting there?
Just
That's
waiting?
That's what I thought.
He's got his little seatbelt on.
I thought we'd just get it at the airport. Like, we'll just check Lost and Found on the way back. And
sure.
Not a big deal.
That's
and
hilarious.
Made us go back.
Finally, you're back. I've been waiting.
So what happened?
We got all the way back there, and the receptionist at the airport, it's just sitting on her desk.
What?
Whoa.
They cleaned the plane, and they found it, and somebody was walking by with it, and she thought it was just too cute and that somebody had to come back for it.
My God, what are the odds?
What a story.
Desk.
Huh. You know, that bear, that was fated to be in your family. Tell me that bear is still around.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What's the bear's name?
He still carries that thing. He takes it to school every day.
Oh, buddy.
Your son, how old is your son now?
He's 4 now.
Oh, he's 4. Oh, okay. So I was going to say if he's 14.
14.
That's a little weird.
We'd have to talk about that. What's the bear's name?
He calls it Bear Bear as well.
Oh, for God's sakes. This is like a nightmare.
What? Dom Dom? It's a cute name.
Anna, have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Bear Bear. Freaking Bear Bear.
Here's Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, you have to promise me you do not have a Bear Bear story.
I do not. My daughter has a Frozen Elsa dress. She does not call it Bear Bear. But she wears this dress all the time, and it sings, and it lights up. Within the first 3 hours of bringing it home.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I got to stop you there. So it's an Elsa dress from Frozen, and the dress lights up and sings?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So within the first 3 hours of bringing it home, I accidentally, on purpose, spilled ketchup on it.
Oh, no.
She said to take it off. And as I'm cleaning the spot, I go and I get the wire cutters. And I cut the music box and I tape it with electrical tape so that, Lord forbid, it gets clear.
You are an evil.
But I couldn't take the batteries out because it still had to light up. And I just wait for days. We had to explain. I don't know what happened to the music, honey. But if I hear Let It Go again, I'm going to lose my mind.
You know, it was the day the music died.
Mm-hmm. But it was murder. It didn't die.
Somewhat evil.
That was homicide.
But I totally get it.
I think every parent listening.
Sometimes you have to shut it down.
Every parent listening has at least some sort of way of empathizing with you.
And she's had it. I'm like, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Amy, this is for you.
Thanks, Dom Dom. Enjoy your Bear Bear.
You're a champ, Amy. Have a fun day, okay?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.